The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Dirk-Jan Alshorn, founder and CEO of ForestWise.Earth, which is a company that offers wild-harvested rainforest products, and these include skincare, hair care, body scrub, and sun care products, among other cosmetic applications. And Dirk-Jan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And I have to say, you have a very unique company, and we're very excited to speak with you today. I've never seen anything like this out there, let alone a Dot Earth domain name user, but a company that's doing exactly what you're doing. And I think it's fantastic. So with that in mind, if you don't mind, tell us about ForestWise and how the company came about and all that good stuff.
All right. Thanks very much for having us. Just first want to say that you have a very funny last name, because Langan is also the name of the one of the villages where we collect our elipi nuts. So,
Oh, that's pretty funny. I'll have to look that up. Langan, for me, it's an Irish, I'm of Irish heritage, so I'm not sure if there's any connection there, but that's pretty neat.
Ah, yeah. Well, it has a beautiful forest and a beautiful mountain in the middle, so it's not quite a nice place to visit someday.
Oh, that's excellent. That's great to hear. Awesome.
Yeah, so how the company came about, 7 years ago, I met my colleague, Theo Smits. We were working in conservation in Indonesia and had been working together for 5 years. And then we decided to found ForestWise in 2018. And that was because we were talking a lot with and working closely with the communities. And we saw that they needed to have a sustainable source of income, because the only options they had for earning an income was either planting rubber or palm oil or searching for gold. And all of those options, they have quite destructive consequences for the rainforest. So we noticed that the people were actually quite willing to protect the rainforest and to plant trees, but it should provide an income for them. And at the moment, the forest wasn't providing that for them. So we decided to set up a company that focuses just on developing markets from the rainforest products, from the product that they can already find in this forest. And this year we also have a new colleague, so a commercial director, Arjan Verschoor. He joined the company and set up a sales office in Rotterdam. And we also built a factory in Borneo, in the city of Sintang, and provide jobs here for 32 employees at the moment.
That's awesome. Wow, it sounds like you've really gained a lot of traction in a short amount of time. And also, from what I understand, the vision too is to, while you're helping to develop these products from the rainforest and also help the local people, as you mentioned, it also, your vision is to really stop the deforestation as well. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, we believe that as long as the products they can harvest from the forest have an economic value, that they will protect that forest. The only reason to cut it down is to cut the forest to do the deforestation or to agree to deforestation is because the forest is not providing them with an income. It's providing them with food, with water, with building materials, and medicine, but it won't pay for like schooling fees or healthcare, transportation. So they cannot pay that. But if they can do that from the fruits they collect from the forest, the nuts and other materials, then we can create economic value. And that will then be another reason for them to protect the forest and help to stop deforestation.
Outstanding. Now, if you don't mind, let's dive in a little bit and tell us about some of your products. And, here in the States, and I'm sure you're seeing it elsewhere too, eco-friendly skincare, hair care, body products are certainly gaining in popularity as well. But with that in mind, we'd love to hear more, and let's dive into your product offering.
All right. Yeah, we currently sell mostly B2B, and we sell elipi butter. That is also used by some companies in the US. Yeah, virgin coconut oil, I think everyone knows, and cuckoo nut oil, rainforest sugar, and we are working on a few more products to be introduced soon. And we sell them now mainly as raw materials to cosmetics and food industries. And all the products that we are selling are traceable to the source, because we buy them ourselves from the farmers. We have contracts directly with the farmers, and they also, many of them are organic certified, and you can buy the products also direct from our web shop as the raw materials, that is.
Interesting. Yeah, I noticed that because I see you kind of package it up in larger white buckets. So I figured it was more of a B2B application there. And you don't necessarily have to name any names, but what kind of cosmetic companies are you mainly selling your products to? Is it some of the bigger, larger brand names, or is it more kind of more the niche, kind of growing, emerging, eco-friendly brands?
And we sell it to distributors that, again, resell it to cosmetic brands. So we don't know exactly who are their customers, but to name an example of a larger cosmetic company, that's Lush Cosmetics, and also that one is in Canada. They also have a factory in Canada, I mean. Yeah, and others, smaller natural cosmetic brands.
That's great. That's awesome. Wow. Really, really interesting stuff here, Dirk Jan. And also, too, you all are users of a .earth domain name with forestwise.earth, which is an awesome URL. What made you all choose to use the .earth domain?
Basically, we were just going through the list of options, like what other extensions are out there. I think it's cool to not use .com. But we think this one was the one that best fits what we are doing as a company. So it helps also to communicate that we care about environment and about the future of the earth. So we thought that one was the best choice for sure.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. And what does the future hold for ForestWise? What's your future vision?
Well, hopefully we can introduce our first B2C brand. Like that, we have made products before, but we haven't really launched a brand. So we want to take that a step further. So that's quite exciting. And also next year, we will be harvest time again for Elipi nuts. That only happens once in 3 years. So we are looking to talk to the customers to see if they can secure their supply of Elipi nuts for the next 3 years. And with that, we can then go to the forest communities in return for buying their Elipi nuts, try to see if they want to pledge, like how much of the rainforest they want to protect or they are able to protect. Hopefully, like a new way, hopefully, of forest conservation.
That's outstanding. You know, Dirk Jan, it's been a great podcast today and really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. Is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Well, about that Elipi nut harvest, we're really excited about this new season and we're looking for partners who want to invest in forest conservation by buying Elipi nuts from the forest communities. So for example, for an investment of about $400,000, we will be able to buy 500 tons of Elipi nut and conserve an area of 20,000 hectares of forest is what we estimate at the moment. So if anyone is interested, you can contact us at info@forestwise.earth for more information.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great plug there at the end. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.earth podcast interview with Dirk Jan Alshorn, who is the founder and CEO of ForestWise, which is a company that offers wild harvested rainforest products. And as we talked about, these include everything from skincare, hair care, body scrub, sun care products, and other cosmetic applications. And his products are sold through distributors in a more of a B2B model, but it sounds like they're expanding into the B2C side here in the near future. And Dirk Jan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.